And today we give the last word on trends to Dr. Seuss. His Sneetches found out the hard way that following trends can be a tricky business.
Now the star-bellied Sneetches had bellies with stars, but the plain-bellied Sneetches had none upon theirs. Then one day, it seems, while the plain-bellied Sneetches were moping and doping alone on the beaches, just sitting there wishing their bellies had stars, a stranger approached in the strangest of cars.
My friends, I have seen they've been treating you mean. My name is Sylvester McMonkey McBean. I know precisely why you're so unhappy, and that I can fix. I'm the fix-it-up chappy. You'll get a star like the star-bellied Sneetch for the mere paltry payment of $3 each. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It works!
Yeah! It works! It works!
All the Sneetches on the beaches now got stars upon theirs.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are faced with a most awkward dilemma. We're the true star bellies. We had them first. We're still the best Sneetches, and they're still the worst.
You don't know me, my friends, but calm down if you can. I'm here to help the original star belly clan. I'll make you again the best Sneetches on the beaches. And all it will cost you is $10 each.
Then, of course, from then on, as you probably guessed, things really got into a horrible mess. In again, out again, through the machines, they raced round and about again, changing their stars every minute or two. They kept paying money. They kept running through until neither the plane nor the star bellies knew whether this one was that one, or that one was this one, or which one was what one, or what one was who.